Play the music.
Praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome back to The Table,
a podcast that does not involve Jimmy Buffett.
It's Jimmy Buffett. Oops. Not to be confused with buffets.
Or to be confused with me, Tyler.
Or me, Cody.
Because we're your friends.
We're your friends.
That's
and
true.
And we're not Jimmy Buffett.
Correct. Or buffet. Buffets.
Buffet. Or beignets.
Or beignets, yeah.
If you want some beignets, if you have the beignets from Popeyes.
They're good, but they're so messy.
Sarah loves them.
So much powdered sugar. Like, the bag, the entire bottom of the bag is covered in powdered sugar. Like, I could stick my finger in it and, like, it would come up to my second knuckle in powdered sugar. Not even being dramatic.
That's crazy.
There's so much in there. And, like, you pick them up and it's just falling off. I'm like, that's too much.
Well, yeah, that is too much.
Hi, everybody.
So we are going to do in our thoughts today, and we're going to give you our thoughts on buffets.
Ooh, I'm so excited.
So I know there's a lot of people, including my mother,
yeah,
who do not enjoy buffets.
But there are a lot of people.
Like myself.
And myself, who enjoy them. So, get over it. No, I'm kidding.
Wow. You better say you the bestest.
Just you the bestest.
So we're just going to talk about general thoughts on buffets, and I will just say RIP to a local buffet that was the buffet that was in Pizza Hut. It
in the arms of
it went away forever, possibly.
Fly away.
And it doesn't have salad buffet. It doesn't have lunch buffet.
Man, I miss a salad.
It also
buffet.
Doesn't have a business there anymore.
No, it does not.
It is out
the
of business.
The one in Hattiesburg closed down for dine-in. I think they're about to reopen in Hattiesburg.
They need
for dine-in. I'm going to double check, but I called them. They said that the one on Hardy Street is going to reopen, but they don't know when yet. I said, okay, well, it better be soon before you run out of business.
Yeah, because that happens.
Right.
So,
just as a side note, one reason I miss Pizza Hut buffet, of course, because they're delicious. But
of course,
that salad bar, man, and my vanilla wafers. I've talked about it on here before.
Yeah,
getting my vanilla wafers on my salad bar, but
well, you were able to do that because they offered them on the buffet.
Exactly.
As strange as some people think it was,
like I'm like, they're here for a reason. They're not here for me to look at.
Right.
I'm gonna put it on my salad.
A delicious garnish.
Right. A nice little sweet crouton. That's my nickname in high school.
Sweet crouton. How dare you?
Well, look, we like at least we have an alternative pizza buffet.
Yeah,
that's Pizza Inn
now,
which we have had recently.
Yes, we have,
and it was delicious.
It was very good. Pizza Inn is a pizza buffet. I wouldn't say exclusive because they will bring you some pizza to your table, and you can order one to go.
Yeah.
So, but its primary way of getting the pizza to you is to present it in a buffet format.
Yes, that's one of my favorite formats.
Yes, mine as well.
They have very unique pizzas as well.
What's your favorite one there, Brother Tyler? He asks, knowing the question, knowing the answer.
Cheeseburger pizza.
With pickles.
Mustard.
And onions.
Mm-hmm. And it comes, of course, bacon and cheese as well.
I tried a new one today.
The barbecue. Yeah,
the barbecue, man.
Well, because of our friend of the show, Mr. Caleb McGrew. Shout out to you, bro.
Elder Bishop. Caleb McGrew.
Right. Oh, he'll love that.
He's the elder bishop.
But buffets. Whenever I say a buffet, Cody, what is the first thing that comes to your mind?
Golden Corral.
Bruh. I love me some Golden Corral.
Here's the thing, though.
It's so hated.
It's so hated?
So many people hate it.
Rightfully so?
Yeah. Look, I'm gonna be real.
We gotta be real about it.
I mean, get it.
I also get it.
I get it. But...
the nostalgia, man.
That's exactly what I was about to say.
The nostalgia.
Some of our best memories
took place. Like
the
Golden Corral.
It was like, and this was like before me and you got older.
Yeah.
Like me, you, and Dad would hang out. We would go to the movies and go to Golden Corral like every time. Because Dad loves Golden Corral.
Yeah.
Those are some of the best times.
But.
I get it.
Their food, with the exception of the mac and cheese, gone somewhere hating on the mac and cheese.
First of all, their salad bar. I love their salad bar.
I do too.
They have a wide variety. The peps. I love a little pep on my salad.
Wait, the
pepperoni.
Oh, because I knew pepper. Okay, I got you.
Yeah. They had cold pepperoni.
I didn't know. I didn't
to put on my salad.
That's the vanilla wafers of Golden Corral.
No, baby corn was the vanilla wafers of Golden Corral. I had a whole baby corn kernel.
Yeah, you did
on my salad.
Oh,
it was cold and
Golden Corral.
Too.
Admittedly.
I get it.
Does not have the best quality food. It is most definitely more about quantity.
Oh, yes.
With
variety.
With some exceptions.
Yeah.
For example, their mac and cheese, as I said, very good.
Mm-hmm.
I would
mashed
say
potatoes.
I haven't had those.
I get cheese sauce and put them on there.
That makes sense.
Because they have the nacho cheese out with for chips and stuff like that. But I will literally, every time, because the mac and cheese and the mashed potatoes are side by side, I will put them both on my plate and then get the hot cheese sauce and put it across both of them.
That sounds like a heartburn.
Bruh. No.
Acid reflux waiting to happen.
It's good. Because the mashed potatoes were smooth.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. It's just...
Well, so, I really wish you wouldn't have done that. But so they got good chicken, like the whole chicken.
Yeah.
I say whole chicken, like chicken breast, chicken legs, and whole chicken,
an entire chicken.
Yeah, just
still looking at you,
dismembered. The chicken's good. Their steak is hit and miss.
I typically don't get steak at a buffet.
Well,
just me personally.
Well, there's probably a good reason for that.
Right, for that reason.
Yeah, their pizza.
I never get their pizza either, really.
Their pizza is pretty all right.
Pretty okay.
It's pretty okay.
I typically get like I love their fish. They're like their shrimp and their catfish and stuff. Their chicken, of course.
Of course.
And then the rest of it's like mashed potatoes and mac and cheese and salad.
You asked me what was the first thing that I thought of when I thought of a buffet.
Yeah.
I'm asking you this now.
Mom's going to be going crazy.
Oh, going to be, okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, let me ask you this. So, oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Go for it.
Well, I was going to say, well, that's Golden Corral. What's the fanciest buffet you've ever been to?
Texas Day Brazil.
Oh, for sure.
100%.
But, well.
No, it's a buffet, in my opinion. Yes, because, like, they had the salad. They have the salad bar. So first, before we get into that, this is what I was going to ask you.
Okay.
Like, what constitutes a buffet? What is, like, what do we feel about, like, that concept overall?
So, to me, like, what I'm thinking just is. Like Golden Corral, that is a buffet. You're going to go in. You're going to get food if you go get it.
Yeah.
That's why I question Texas Day Brazil is they have a salad bar and like a buffet of things.
That's what I was going to say is to me, buffet is all you can eat.
Oh, it's all you can eat?
It's a buffet of things.
What does buffet mean?
I think it means all you can eat or all one can have of something. It's a buffet of.
I'm going to look it up.
You ought to do that. But that's why I think Texas Day Brazil is considered a buffet personally, because even though they bring the meat to you, it's buffet style in the sense of it's all you can eat. If you can fit another piece of steak inside your stomach, you can have it.
Buffet, a meal consisting of several dishes from which guests serve themselves.
Really?
That's what it says.
Hmm.
So by that definition, it would
Texas Day Brazil would not be a buffet then.
It would not be a buffet, but it has a salad buffet or salad bar. Yeah. They call it. Why do they call it a salad bar and not a salad buffet?
Maybe because typically the salad buffet is typically limited to the same ingredients. Like it's a like you're not having separate meals. You're going there to fix a salad.
Well, but like
if they had a
like salad
like
station
a nacho bar,
like salad station, will that be a salad buffet?
No, I don't think so, because you're going there for a salad.
But you're fixing it yourself.
Right, but it's not a variety of different meals.
It could be. Right?
It's a salad. They're all salad. It's the same thing with like a cereal bar. I know you've heard that term before.
That's true.
Like you're just getting cereal.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, it's like one specific thing.
I agree with
like
that.
Like if they had a nacho bar.
Yeah.
You're making nachos.
Or like a soda bar.
Right. They're just making different ingredients with that.
I agree with that.
So the bar is just one little bar with the same ingredient with different ingredients for the same meal. A buffet, you can have chicken, fish, pizza, burgers, steak, like it's
all
a variety. Exactly, a variety of different meals. Even within the same culture, Chinese buffets. Like it may all be Chinese food, but you can get Kung Pao chicken, you can get sushi, you can get noodles, you can get rice. Like they're different meals.
Yeah.
So
I agree.
Back to your question. Now that we've technically discovered. Now that we've
learned,
established what a buffet is. The fanciest buffet I've been to. I know there are fancy buffets out there,
but that was going to be my next question. Is like, are there?
Yes.
What would be an example of one?
The people have told me about places. I just haven't gone to. Like I think, for instance, cruises. Like, it's like all you can eat, you serve yourself,
yeah.
But it's like ribeyes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, ribeyes. I have an ice cream area. Like they have different burgers and pizza places.
I want to go there.
That's exactly like where's if I go on a cruise, one? It's just to go eat the whole time and just lay before the Lord.
Absolutely.
But I think the quote unquote fanciest buffet that I've been to would probably be, what's the name of that place in Jackson that everybody goes to every time they go?
Oh, Barry's.
That's probably the fanciest.
That's a really good one. Yeah. And that is a buffet.
It is a buffet. It's expensive, but it's because they got good quality food.
It's good quality, yeah.
It's and I think that's what makes it fancy. It's like the quality of food that you're serving out there for that's an all-you-can-eat thing. Because if you're putting high-quality stuff out there for an all-you-can-eat, serve-yourself thing,
yeah,
then you're going to be paying for that.
If,
you know,
if you're at a buffet, and to be clear, growing up, to me, Golden Corral was like fancy.
Oh, yeah.
It was same. Like, and let's not even talk about Olive Garden. Like, that was like
unlimited.
We can't go there because it's so right. fancy. But like,
I still think that sometimes.
Oh, my gosh. So if you're at a buffet, I'm knowing you, you're presumably not there by yourself. But
yeah,
if,
no.
But if you are like, you're walking up to the buffet by yourself.
Yes.
Do you ever reach a point where, like, I'm not going back, not because I'm full, but because I'm going to have to walk, by these same people, and they're, you know, they're counting. He's been up there six times.
I thought about that today, eating pizza.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, 100%. Obviously, it didn't stop me.
Well, of course.
But I thought about it. Well, that's true. I was like, you know what? Whatever. But, like, it is a thought that crosses my mind. More often than not, it does not hinder me.
Yeah.
Because they don't know my struggle.
Well, and also they are at a buffet.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, I'm not going to let somebody get theirs and me not get mine.
That's the quote of the episode right there. I'm not going to let somebody else get theirs and me not get mine.
Nah, but like, it definitely crosses my mind. But if I want another plate, I'm probably going to get me another plate.
Well, you might
plate.
As well go get you one.
Because at this point, it's not a secret that I'm big.
Right.
Well, I mean, like, what are my clothes hiding?
Well, and
like,
also,
surprise, I'm big under these clothes.
Right. And also, like, you are at a buffet and they're at a buffet. So I think
exactly.
It's okay. It's like,
yeah, like what? I didn't come here
you,
to just
you see me. You see me because you are here, sir. We are here eating this buffet.
Yes. Thou preparest a table yes, before indeed. Me.
I don't think we can talk about buffets without acknowledging, like, let's talk about the cleanliness issue. Because a lot of people refuse to eat at buffets because they're quote-unquote not clean.
Well, and the thing that they're taking into account is people handling the serving utensils and, like, children and their handling of food and stuff like that. But I think that also factors into the fanciness of a buffet.
Yeah.
Like, the Barry's, I feel like they're pretty clean.
I would say so, yeah.
They're even Pizza Inn, like, they are constantly having employees go behind them, like the salad bar, for instance.
Yeah.
Like, if there's something that falls over into a different ingredient pan, they're taking that out and making it more presentable and clean and filled and stocked and stuff. Salad Station's the exact same way. Constantly has somebody there making sure everything's nice and neat and wiped off. You know, if somebody spills something on the bar, they'll come by and wipe it off.
Right.
You know? 'Cause not that the person that did it was being rude or anything.
Yeah.
They just don't have any way to clean it off right then and there.
Exactly.
So, but the person working it is making sure that everything stays clean and presentable and just taking care of all that. So taking care of all that. As far as the utensils thing, I think with COVID, a lot of buffets did those restrictions, like bringing the plates to you, and like some of them went cafeteria style where they served it to you. We can talk about that in a second.
Hey, man.
but like Salad Station, they asked you to use a glove and they had dispensable gloves there.
Yeah.
Like little plastic gloves.
That.
Yeah. And you just fix your own salad accordingly.
And they also have like the guarding over the stuff was really
well done. And a lot of buffets had that, but they definitely became a lot more like a lot lower guards, like whatever COVID hit. But so the cleanliness doesn't really bother me, because here's the thing. Those dishes that you eat on at a sit-down restaurant, do you think they are scrubbing those clean?
Well, and that was something I was going to bring up. And she's not here to defend herself, but like my mom, she doesn't like buffets. And I understand, like, to a degree.
Yeah.
But what, from what I understand, where it came from was she saw this thing on TV a while back. I was like a kid. Like, yeah. To my knowledge, she's never liked buffets because of this. But they did like a whole story about how dirty buffets are and how like they had video footage of people that had gone to the bathroom and they come out and they immediately like just handle food and they put it back or they, you know, just and I get that. And that's nasty and I don't want to experience that.
Right.
However, I would also say put some cameras in the kitchen.
Right. Well, and that's what I was going to say. Like, people don't clean the dishes. Like, that, I'm just using that as an example because I've been there.
Yeah.
Like, big restaurants like that, they don't scrub those dishes. They have a power washer thing that they just, they grab the hose and they just
wash it off and then move it.
Yeah. You know, like, that's it. So they're not like scrubbing super hard. Like, they're not like wiping out the rims of the glasses and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, that's why I use a straw.
Like
I'm not about to put my mouth to the rim of a cup.
Sometimes I do that.
Well, I can't.
It depends. It depends on what state I'm in.
Yeah, I mean,
not like geological, geographical location.
Right. I only do this if I'm in Alabama.
I
understand, but it's just like that's just a risk you got to take, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
like you run that risk really, literally anywhere you go, not just with the food service industry, like cashiers and like your. Like the stuff that you put your groceries on before you, like even buying your groceries, like there's certain packages that could be opened and observed prior to purchase and put back, like eggs or something like that, you know, like just giving an example, like the cleanliness thing, you run that risk anywhere. So that doesn't really bother me. Now I'm not going to go somewhere that has like roaches on the floor.
Oh, by no means.
Just chilling.
By no means.
But like.
I'm just not
somewhere
I'm not,
nice. I'll be okay.
I'm not going to not go to Barry's because someone may have touched a piece of fish.
Right.
Like, and maybe that's going to be good for me in my immune system.
Exactly.
Like,
that's what
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I do understand like people being like, oh, I'm not going to do that.
I get it.
But I wouldn't
I'm never going to refuse to go because of that.
Well, I'm also not going to try to like talk other people out of going to buffets.
Right.
You know, I'm just not going to go if I don't want to go.
Yeah.
So
One thing I appreciate, one is the payment at the beginning.
Yes.
Because it's nice to like, you're paying for a buffet. It is a set price. Like, it doesn't matter what you add or take away or eat or don't eat.
Yep, yep.
This is the amount that you were paying. And then you go eat and you don't have to wait for a check. You don't have to wait to tip or anything like that. Like, and you don't have to worry about the bill being wrong. Because you've already paid for it. You paid your set amount.
And I'm going to get mine.
Right.
I'm going to get my money's worth.
Oh, yes. And this so.
Yeah,
for that young lady that paid $20 for a buffet and only ate one plate, I'll make sure that we even out.
Right. and I agree what you said, too, also about the tip. It's like you can leave as big of a tip as you want. You should always leave a tip. But it's done. Like, you do that. And to me, a buffet is something that's like, I wouldn't want to go all the time.
No. Well, because like.
But they're like a nice treat.
It really is, because you do eat more when you're at a buffet.
For sure.
That's just the honest truth. Typically, you'll eat more when you're at a buffet.
Yeah.
Because what hindereth thou?
Right. Other than you got to get up and go get it.
Right. Because it's not like at a sit down restaurant, you're not going to order two entrees because that's expensivo.
For sure.
But if you got two for the price of one, who's going to say no?
Huh.
People with self-control? I think not. You could just get up and get, like, I'm going to get me a nice little salad. Now I'm going to go get me a main plate. Ooh, maybe now some dessert. Dessert don't cost extra. Waitress need to come by and say, y'all ready for dessert? I already got my ice cream.
And most places, the buffet, the dessert is like, it's got its own area.
Yeah.
Because we got a whole nother buffet for your
cake,
dessert.
We got pie. We got ice cream.
We got some little strawberries you can put in a chocolate fountain.
I was about to say chocolate. Just buffets are good.
And ice cream out the tap, too, sometimes.
Ooh-wee.
Like a Golden Corral. Yes, indeed.
Those machines ain't broken.
They sure ain't. They stay ready.
Yeah, I definitely appreciate that. The cleanliness is not going to be a big thing for me, but I judge that based on the level. I would judge any other restaurant's cleanliness.
For sure.
If I know a restaurant is generally a very dirty place, I'm not gonna go there.
You know what's a bad sign? If you walk in and it stinks.
I don't like that.
You gotta leave. Like, I've been somewhere, I'm not gonna say where it was, but I've been somewhere where you just walk in and it stinks. And it's like, I gotta go.
Nah,
I can't be here.
I can't. This is it. Hold on.
let's talk about the cafeteria style thing.
Okay.
Because that was a did you have that experience?
Oh yeah, for sure. And it hindered greatly how my buffet experience it hindered it. Like, I did not eat near as much.
Well, and I didn't go at all.
Yeah. Oh, I had like a one time experience. I was like, I'm not doing that.
I never, when I found out that that Pizza Inn had done that, because I wanted to go to Pizza Inn like during.
I think that's where I had that experience.
I think it was too, because I didn't go, and I had heard like, well, they're open, because for a while they just weren't. But I think they weren't open. Well, then they're open, but they're doing cafeteria style. Well, I'm like, what does that mean? They're like, well, you can go up there and get your food, but they have to like give it to you. Yeah, and I was like, I'm not going.
They did that at one of my favorite Chinese buffets you have to, and it's like a big place too. They had a line formed, and it was like one or two workers for the entire area. And this is a busy restaurant. So they would follow the person around and just be like, do you want this? And like, put it on their plate.
Oh, absolutely.
It was a nightmare. Absolutely. Not only did you have to wait, but you had to tell the person everything that you wanted. And it was just, ooh. And a Chinese buffet, like, that's a whole nother level. That's like three plates minimum.
Yeah, I can't speak to that on a personal level because I don't eat Chinese.
Right. It was very frustrating for me. I did not go back. I still have not gone back since then.
Oh, dear.
I don't know if they stopped or not, because I've not gone back, because I just don't want to experience that.
They also don't want to be seen.
Right. Nah, but I think I went for one plate. I think
really?
Yeah.
Man.
It was that inconvenient. The shame aside, it was that inconvenient to just have to wait in line and then to have to wait for them to fix my plate. And then knowing that there's a lot of people behind you, like, and you're trying to explain to this person with a language barrier. That,
right.
Like, I want this. No, I want this one. No, I only want one of these. I don't want two of these. Like,
right.
It was a very complex process that I was not a big fan of personally.
What is a restaurant that currently doesn't have a buffet that you wish would like, or you, not necessarily that you wish, but yeah, that you wish they would have a buffet?
McDonald's.
Fun fact, when Sarah was a kid, she used to call it Big Donald's.
Big Donald's. Same. Not Big Donald's. I couldn't imagine that, actually. That does not seem appealing. A restaurant that I wish had a buffet. Let me think bigger. Like, not just like fast food.
I have one.
Go ahead. Go ahead. I think I have mine, but go ahead.
Hear me out, though.
Longhorn?
No. Because that would be like expensivo.
Right.
Mugshots.
Really?
Yeah.
You think?
And here's what I'm envisioning is like, they have so many burgers, like a wide variety.
Yeah.
Imagine a buffet, but it's like they serve not whole burgers, but like half burgers.
Like sliders?
Like no. Well, not even sliders. Like the big burger, but it's been cut in half.
I don't know how I feel about a burger being on a buffet because of the. That's one thing we talk about too, is the freshness.
Oh yeah, that's true.
But like the buns and stuff like that, you know, like when a burger has just been sitting out and stuff, and especially if you've got ingredients on there that are like. Like you have cold lettuce and cold condiments and hot meat.
Well, maybe there's a way to do it like that we haven't yet discovered
a Subway, but for burgers.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah, like they do that for Mexican food, and they even do that for some Chinese food places. But like a Subway, but for burgers, like you go through there and you tell them what you want on your burger, kind of thing. I think that would be cool.
That'd be cool. But is that a buffet? Is Subway a buffet?
I don't think so. Because you're not doing it yourself.
You're not fixing
it. I mean, you're pointing at it and telling them what you want, but I think that's more of an assembly line type.
I don't point. I judge people that point.
I'm like, no, I want this. I'll tell them, like, oh, I want some lettuce or something, but like, I don't know. It just depends. Sometimes I'll point.
I judge people that point. Because,
why is that?
Because it's like you're there and that person back there knows where everything is, but you're going to like point at the lettuce.
Well, I think the reason
why. I want the lettuce.
What if somebody calls it something wrong? Or if there's two things of lettuce and one looks fresher than the other.
I mean, you could just say, I want the fresher looking lettuce. But
like, I don't do that every single time.
Well, but I understand.
Sometimes I just kind of, I'm like, I want the lettuce or like, I want this. Or
and something. That's fine. But I see people like, they'll bring their finger like up here by their chest.
No, and they're like, just leave it there.
And I'm like, I want the tomatoes. I want them. And then they move it. I want the black olives.
No, I don't do that.
I don't point. I just speak. Because they know what's up.
Yeah. Well, there's also the only real reason I could think of would be if somebody like was having a hearing thing. Like maybe they didn't hear what I said, but then they saw me point. So the combination of just like, I think that they said this, but I see them pointing to that. So I think I'm pretty sure
they
said
that. Can you really tell though? Like, think about the angle of
that's true. What's going on. Speaking to that, I worked at a gas station, and whenever we were getting stuff out the little hot thing, they would point, and I'd be like, What
are you pointing at?
Right. Yeah. You're right. Okay.
Thank Stop you, pointing. Tyler. That's all I wanted was for you to say that I was right.
God. Make sure you record that.
Right. Oh, well, we are.
No, but we talk about buffets. We talk about cafeterias. What were we talking
about? Talking about buffets.
Yeah, but like what part of it? We got on a tangent. What kind of buffet do we want?
What restaurant do you wish would incorporate a buffet?
I think burgers would be better on like a Subway style.
I feel that. Deal. I agree with that.
As far as a buffet that I would want, I would actually like a culmination of different fast foods, like a Golden Corral, but for fast food, like options. So like Taco Bell tacos, Popeye's chicken, you know, Wendy's chicken nuggets, like just different Chick-fil-A fries.
Yeah.
Like just like a buffet, but consisting of different fast food options.
I feel that.
Because I can't think of one particular restaurant that I think this would be good buffet style.
Same.
Because typically they're pretty much at the epitome of what they're going to be at.
That's true. That's very true.
Like I'm like, this is good, but this would be better, like all you can eat. Like, I don't feel that way usually. Because if it's something worth eating a whole lot of, it's usually typically pretty cheap, and I can just do that anyway.
That's true.
They sell a 12-pack of tacos from Taco Bell.
Oh, yeah, they do.
They sell a family thing of chicken from Popeye's.
A family thing of chicken.
Yeah, like a little box full of all these different pieces of chicken. But, yeah.
I'm sorry. That's
how I feel.
So outside of course, we recently went to Pizza Inn. Ooh, but yes. What was the last buffet you went to before that? You gotta stop doing it.
I don't know if I remember.
Well, that's interesting. Well,
probably. Okay, there's a Chinese buffet that I went to in Hattiesburg. It wasn't the one that I was talking about, but I did go to one with Rusty. It was okay, and it was super late at night. That's what we were going to talk about, was the freshness of it.
Oh, that's right.
That's a risk that you have to take, and you have to consider what time of day you're going to go.
Yeah.
Like, I can't be mad when I show up at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and the food's kind of old, because it's not dinner time, and, like, it's after lunch. So it's like the lunch food's been sitting out for a while. Can't be mad at it.
I have a question. It's like an ethical question for you.
Okay.
So let's say you go to Golden Corral. You go in the morning, and they have like the breakfast stuff out. Because they do that.
Yeah, I guess.
But while you're there, they change everything out to the lunch stuff.
We've done that before.
We have?
Yeah. Like we went there like 10 something, and they started putting out lunch food. Because remember they had French toast and stuff like that there. I could tell you where we were sitting and everything.
I don't remember.
It was a good time.
But now I'm wondering, like, was that ethical?
I don't think that there's anything wrong with it. I think the problem would be if you go and you get there, let's say hypothetically, like 9 o'clock in the morning, and you stay there until lunchtime at like 12. That is where it becomes
unethical. Like you ate breakfast, then you stay.
You're just chilling, and then you go get lunch. That is unethical. I think what happened with us.
I agree with that.
We had gotten one plate at like 10:45, and it consisted mostly of breakfast food, and they were putting out lunch like 10 minutes later.
Yeah.
And so like when we typically would have got a second plate anyway, the second plate consisted of lunch food. I don't think that's unethical because we didn't plan that.
That's true.
And we didn't stay there and eat two meals out of it. We stayed there for one meal. It just happened to consist of both breakfast and lunch.
That's true. I agree with that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Because I was wondering, like, places do that. Like, they do have, like, that transition period.
Now, do you think that there is speaking of unethical, do you think that there's an unspoken limit of plates that you can get? Now, I know typically none of us really go overboard because even though we do eat a lot, we do get full. And there's only so much that we can physically eat. But some people can eat more. Do you think that there's an unspoken limit?
I think so. Like, I don't know what that is.
They say all you can eat. But like
But I think that like...
There would breach a limit, of course. But where would that be at, in your opinion?
I think there comes a point where like people, like the staff begins to notice you.
Yeah. Like, okay, you're like, up here again, my guy?
Yeah, it's like,
this is like your fifth time.
How many plates have you had? Like, how long have you been here?
Yeah, well, because it becomes unprofitable at some point.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, that's not your problem as a customer.
Well, of course.
It would be an interesting YouTube video idea.
To see what the limit is?
To go and see, like, how long
you get kicked out.
How long do you have to be there before you get kicked out? Yeah. And, like, at what point does someone ask you, are you finding everything okay? Like, you seem to be here a lot, you know? Oh, like, man. You've had 17 plates, sir.
Ooh, you think that the number would be that high?
No. I'm just saying, like,
if you could give an estimate on what number that you think that they would start to, like, kind of question things, realistically.
Realistically, I think if you go up there and you've gotten, like, six plates, like, full plates, maybe then heads start to turn.
Yeah.
But if you go up there and you're getting like...
I don't think it'll surpass 10. But I think that the number of 6 is a pretty good number to start questioning. That they're probably going to be like, I think somewhere between 6 and 10 is where they're going to be like, all right, guy.
Yeah, like you've...
Are you eating this?
You've had enough.
Like, you've had a pretty good amount of food.
At some point, someone's going to cut you off and be like, sir, like...
Goodbye.
Because think about this, too. The whole time you're there...
Other people are trying to come in and eat.
They're trying to come in, but you do still have a server that's getting your drinks and stuff.
Yeah.
So at some point, your server's probably going to be like, sir,
because they take those plates from you. That's probably how they monitor. So they'll probably, it might even be sooner than we think.
Maybe.
Like,
maybe. Yeah. But see, like, some people do this because some people really genuinely don't like their food to touch.
Yeah.
So you may have one meal, but like four plates.
Right. Right.
That is, but it's only like.
But I don't know the type of people that go, excuse me, hold on. I don't know the people that are like that, that would go to a buffet. Like, a lot of them are more, like, understanding that. Like, I don't think that they're going to go through the trouble of getting four plates so their food doesn't touch. I'm not saying that doesn't happen. Somebody does, but I don't think it's a common
occurrence.
And I think that they would probably be understanding of that.
Yeah.
But.
I think if you've gotten six plates, reevaluate. Like what you're doing.
Right. Especially if it's a Golden Corral.
Yeah.
What did you find to eat that's worth six plates of eating?
Well, and if you're still eating and you're not full, you may have a condition. You may have a tapeworm.
Yeah, that you might need to get that checked out.
Yeah. So I think in general, like
buffets are great.
Buffets are great. We're a fan of buffets.
Right. You get your bang for your buck. Or however the saying goes.
I think that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get your
food for your money.
Yeah. Get your money's worth.
Right.
But yeah, if you like buffets, let us know. What's your favorite buffet?
You can do that over on our Instagram and our Twitter, which I will tell you about momentarily. But I will tell you this right now, brother. I have had a wonderful time.
Same.
And even, I'm kind of getting a little... Want a little snack?
Maybe go find a nice buffet.
Want a little snacky snack. One time. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of The Table. It's a family-friendly podcast that we upload weekly for your amusement. If you like that, subscribe and head over to Instagram and Twitter, where you can give us a follow at ThatTablePod. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and share this podcast with your friends and your family. Maybe even take them to a buffet and listen to it while you're eating. If you'd like to learn more about other ways you can support the show, take a moment to check out the description where you'll find a short list that we've provided for your convenience. We thank you so much for hanging out with us again today. It's been our pleasure to serve you. And as always, until next time, be blessed.